Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
The cause of death for 13-year-old Madeline Soto, a young girl whose disappearance in February 2024 shocked the community of Kissimmee, Florida, has been revealed. She died from strangulation, and her death has been ruled a homicide. Madeline's case has gripped the public ever since she vanished on her way to school, a disappearance that soon uncovered disturbing details about the man who had been living in her home, her mother's boyfriend, Stephen Stearns. From the very beginning, suspicion surrounded Stearns. He was the last person seen with Madeline before she went missing. He had told investigators that he had dropped her off near her school on the morning of February 26, but as police began to dig into his version of events, the cracks in his story quickly emerged. What had initially been a search for a missing girl soon turned into a chilling investigation of abuse, deceit, and ultimately, murder. Days after Madeline disappeared, her body was discovered in a wooded area not far from her home on March 3rd. The discovery devastated her family and raised the stakes of the ongoing investigation. Stearns had already been arrested by then, though not on charges related to her disappearance. Authorities had arrested him on charges of sexual battery and possession of child sexual abuse material, but the connection to Madeline's case seemed inevitable. Police named him as a prime suspect in her death, and in April, just a month after her body was found, Stearns was charged with first-degree murder. To the outside world, Stephen Stearns had blended in. He was a 37-year-old man living with Madeline's mother, trusted enough to take care of Madeline the night before her disappearance. But beneath the surface, something much darker was unfolding, something Madeline's mother could never have imagined. According to investigators, the night before she went missing, Madeline's mother, exhausted after a long day at work, had asked Stearns to take care of her daughter so she could rest. Madeline was sent to sleep in the same room as Stearns, unaware of the danger she was in. The following morning, February 26th, Stearns claimed that he had taken Madeline to school. But as police began reviewing security footage from the apartment complex, a very different story started to emerge. Stearns was seen on camera discarding items in a trash can. Those items would later be identified as Madeline's backpack and laptop, raising immediate red flags for investigators. If she had indeed been on her way to school, why would her belongings have been thrown away? Further footage captured Stearns driving with Madeline in the car, but by the time they were seen on camera together, investigators now believe she was already dead. It was becoming clear that Stearns hadn't taken Madeline to school that morning. He had likely taken her life. The arrest of Stearns on charges of sexual battery and possession of child pornography further deepened the horror. Investigators discovered a trove of disturbing videos and images on his devices, showing that he had been sexually abusing Madeline for over a year. The abuse, they allege, had started when Madeline was just 11 years old, and Stearns had documented much of it, keeping a sickening record of his crimes. As these allegations came to light, the case took on a new layer of tragedy. Not only had Stearns allegedly murdered Madeline, but he had been abusing her for years without her mother's knowledge. The betrayal was gut-wrenching. Madeline's mother had trusted Stearns with her daughter, never suspecting that he was capable of such unspeakable acts. How could someone so close to the family, someone living under the same roof, commit such horrific crimes without anyone noticing? The evidence against Stearns continued to mount. Police gathered more surveillance footage, interviews, and forensic evidence, painting a picture of a man who had not only abused Madeline, but had also gone to great lengths to cover up his crimes. The morning after her mother had asked Stearns to watch over her, he allegedly strangled her, disposed of her belongings, and then tried to act as though nothing had happened. But the evidence was damning, and it wasn't long before police were able to piece together the events of that morning. Stern's arrest in connection with Madeline's murder brought some answers, but it also raised new questions. How had he been able to hide his abuse for so long? Were there signs that Madeline's mother had missed? Could anyone have intervened before it was too late? For the Soto family, the grief was overwhelming. Not only had they lost Madeline, but they had lost her in the most brutal, heart-wrenching way imaginable. The charges against Stearns are numerous and severe. In addition to the first-degree murder charge, he faces over 60 counts related to the sexual abuse of Madeline, including capital sexual battery and possession of child pornography. If convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. But for Madeline's family, no punishment will ever be enough to bring back their daughter, a young girl whose life was taken far too soon by a man they had trusted. As the trial approaches, more details about Stearns' alleged crimes will likely come to light. Prosecutors are expected to argue that Stearns not only murdered Madeline to cover up his abuse, but that he had been planning to do so for some time. The evidence suggests a pattern of manipulation and control, with Stearns allegedly using his position in the family to take advantage of Madeline, all while hiding his true nature from those around him. For the community of Kissimmee, Madeline's death has been a devastating blow. The loss of such a young, innocent life has left a deep scar, and many are struggling to make sense of how such a tragedy could have happened in their midst. Madeline was just 13 years old, with her whole life ahead of her. She should have been safe in her home, surrounded by people who loved her. Instead, she became the victim of unspeakable violence at the hands of someone she should have been able to trust. As the legal process unfolds, Madeline's family and the community are left to grapple with their grief and the lingering questions that remain. How could this have happened? Could it have been prevented? And how can they ensure that no other child suffers the same fate? For now, all they can do is wait for justice to be served. Stearns will have his day in court, but no matter the outcome, the loss of Madeline will continue to haunt those who knew and loved her. Her death is a reminder of the dangers that can sometimes exist behind closed doors, even in the most seemingly ordinary of families. It's a story of innocence lost, of trust betrayed, and of the devastating consequences of one man's alleged actions. In the months since her death, Madeline's family has struggled to move forward, but they are determined to keep her memory alive. They have spoken out about the need for greater awareness of child abuse and the importance of speaking up when something doesn't seem right. They hope that Madeline's story will serve as a wake-up call, encouraging others to be more vigilant and to take action if they suspect a child is in danger. Madeline's death has left a void that can never be filled, but her legacy will live on in the hearts of those who knew her. She was a bright, loving young girl with dreams and aspirations, a child who deserved so much more than the fate she was given. And as her family seeks justice for her, they also hope to bring about change so that no other family has to endure the pain and heartbreak they have experienced.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, like, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah. We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.